Good evening, everyone. You're currently tuned in to 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And we've got a special show planned for you folks, as we always do. This theme for this month is, we're calling this one Bad Cover, Good Album. That's the concept we have. It's going to be a little awkward on the radio because we have to explain what the bad album cover looks like. But, you know, we're going to roll with it, and it should be that should be entertainment in and of itself. But just real quick for the sort of criteria that we have for this one, the albums we chose particularly are albums that not just are they like bad artwork, but like the concept even is questionable.
Yeah, there's at least one, like one or two, or I guess one that we took off of the playlist because the concept is cool, it's just poorly executed.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny because you could take the time to look at the album covers, and you should, and we will explain it to you, but it is funny that it's like there's no visual here, it's audio only, so you're kind of spared from the horrors of these album covers.
Right, and I'll say, too, the things we left off, so yeah, like we were saying, just poorly executed, like, an example we were thinking of is, like, Nuclear Death's Bride of Insect has, like, it's, like, borderline stick figure drawings, but, like, the concept where it's, like, this, like, evil spider woman that's, like, it, like I think, like, ova-positioning people, it's, like, it's grim and mm-hmm. it's, like, it's the cover itself actually has sort of an aura about it.
Yeah, it's cool. A shirt you could see someone wearing. A lot of these album covers, I can't even see someone, unless it's like a joke.
Right.
That they're like, yeah, I really like this band, and I really like this stupid album. Or it's just like, what a stupid album cover.
Right. And then also, we left off like bad band photo albums.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like the Thor Unchained album, because mm-hmm. Thor's haircut is just awful. Mm-hmm. Or like the Root album, Zjivnia, where it's like, he's like yelling or like crawling out of a pit or falling into a pit, and he's got like weird eye makeup on, like...
Yeah,
that stuff we left off. Also, like no, like mortuary drape, like exhumed corpses. That could be its own album.
That could be its own,
or its own show.
Paid the main thing is they paid someone to make these albums.
Right, that's the idea.
Yeah, they paid someone to do this, and this is what they got, and they had to roll with it for whatever reason.
So, without further ado, we are going to start it off with the music here. There will be too much talking anyway, so we'll start it off with some music here. The first one here is one of the most iconic bad album covers. It is Whiplash's Power and Pain. It's just a guy, bald guy, getting his head squeezed by a robot hand, and he's yelling, and it looks like his eyes are closed or maybe glowing. You can't really tell what's going on. But this is the song Spit on Your Grave.
Thinking it better. Games, dirty women,
here in the KXRW studios here on 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And we've been listening to some B-list and C-list thrash metal and heavy metal for the past 25 minutes or so. This is a more involved episode. We're doing our theme of bad cover, good album. So going back on the playlist here, we're going to just describe a little bit of the album covers that of the songs you heard. So the last song you heard there was Baptized by Fire by Snow White. And the album cover we have here is off of Act of God. It's a it's an image. It's like a washed out, like saturated image of a grandma holding a magic eight ball up to the camera, and there is a there is just sort of a beach behind her. She's standing on a beach, and that's about. This might be the worst album cover on the whole playlist, actually. But I don't know how else to describe it. That's about all it is.
It's so, the color of it is so bad. I'm looking at it like it. The color is so conflicting with the actual album name. Like you can't read the album name.
Yeah, the album name and the color of the grandma are kind of almost the same, so you can't even read the cover. It's
Act of God.
Yeah.
That's so funny. How does that convey that?
All right, so going back before that, we heard...
So, Lee Way's Born to Expire with the song Defy You. I can't remember what the art that it's based off of is.
The Vitruvian Man.
The Vitruvian Man. It just looks...
It's like a zombie muscular system.
From a distance, and this is definitely a t-shirt you see a lot of people wear, mm-hmm. But like from a distance, it doesn't look terrible, but the closer you get to it, it's just a very strange album cover, and especially for the kind of band it is and where it's from. If you don't know, it's like a New York band. New York hardcore, when it really ventured into crossover and people really learned how to play their instruments, which, you know, according to people like my dad, he's like, this is the album that like killed hardcore. And then some people are like, this is what revolutionized hardcore. So people will wear this band shirt because they love the band, but it is just a very ugly, up close it's ugly, from a distance not so much, but like looking at it closer it's a very strange, yeah, I don't know why they thought of doing that.
The face on the guy is really terrible. It's like very toothy. I don't know, it's rough.
All right, so this one I'm very eager to talk about.
Yeah,
so this is a band I'm not super familiar with. I just know the name and I know the mascot, and I was looking at the Metallum page while we were listening to some of the songs. So this is Riot with their song Swords and Tequila from their 1981 album Fire Down Under. And I'm sure a lot of you know this band and you know the mascot. And I did a little bit of research on the mascot, who is nicknamed Johnny. And it's very interesting because the theory I have for a lot of these bad albums is these bands are on labels and they had a lot of time to make their first full length. But then they were like, hey, we need like 3-4 albums in like 2-3 years. So you need to crank them out. They have to be full lengths. And, you know, you have to get the album covers. And I think a lot of these were just like, well, this is the album cover and we're just going to go with it. But with this one, you look it up and it was like, Johnny was developed in the 1970s as an idea created by their market strategy team. And it's so strange. It's like, why? Like, what does this represent? Why did the people you paid the strategy? It's like so bizarre to me. I don't understand that.
For those listening at home, the mascot is a seal, like a harbor seal,
like a baby,
harbor seal on the body of like a man. And he's on all their albums, but this one in particular on Fire Down Under, it's usually an illustration. This one, it's like a collage image of like a stretched out baby harbor seal on like a sunburned man's torso. It's bizarre that this is like, it's bizarre that the marketing team came up with it, but then when they came up with this, like, at least the illustration, it's like a you can do, like, he's doing cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But this one, it's just standing there.
To be fair, it is kind of scary in terms of, like, if you saw that in, like, real life, it would be, like, haunting.
Truly. So before that, we had yet another iconic Bad album cover. This is Randy. Bad band name as well, really. Classically bad band name. But Randy, I believe they're a Danish band, Danish heavy metal band, and they didn't put out much. This was off of a 7-inch, I think, that they put out. And then they had a demo that often gets rolled in like represses. But Randy here, we see the song was called The Beast. And it's like a green man, alien, with like a bulbous green head. He appears naked. He's eating an arm. He's like
he
some
just
cannibal
has a guy's hand.
It's like a cannibal mutant thing. That's the Randy cover. Once again, just kind of iconic in its strangeness.
It looks like a bad like horror movie poster.
Yeah.
From the 70s, and like it feels like that movie should have a tagline like "He's green and he's sick," because that's literally what it looks like. All right, I'll try to. I can pronounce the band name, but you know, we'll go from there. So the song before that was Moby Dick's Metalopolis.
No, I think it's Metal Police. Like
Metal
Police.
Metal
but
Police.
It's in Hungarian, so it's hard. I'm assuming it's Metal Police.
Yeah, and the name I can't really say the album name.
It's I think it's Ugyas Kutya.
All right, so that whatever he said, yeah, that. This is funny because it's just like I don't know if he's a pilot or what, or a businessman. He's just like plugging his ears, but it's like really like.
His eyes are like ping pong balls.
Yeah.
He's
like
screaming.
The concept, I kind of see what the prompt for like, hey, we need this art of this guy. And it's like, this music is crazy. I'm going to plug my ears. But it looks, honestly, he kind of looks like John McCain or Joe Biden. But
yeah,
like now.
Definitely.
Or not John McCain now. He's, you know.
Yeah, this one's tough to know exactly also because this is it's a Hungarian band that started during like the Soviet era. Mm-hmm. So it's. I think, you know, I cut them a lot of slack because it's cool that they were making this music.
Yeah, all the way back then.
In that sort of context. But the album cover, famously bad. Then I'll say I bought this album in Hungary on CD, and there was a re-release of the CD where they did a similar album cover, except it was that horrible 2000s CGI like album cover, and it's somehow worse than this drawn image of an old man plugging his ears, screaming with his ping pong ball eyeballs.
Yeah, and the logo, it's just the way that looks and the logo looks, it's just a weird mashup of things. I would not be drawn to buying this album if I saw it in a store.
All right, and then starting off the set, we already talked about it, but it's Whiplash's Power and Pain, their song Spit on Your Grave, and it's a robot hand squeezing a hairless guy's head, and he's screaming with his glowing closed eyes. We already talked about it, so,
yeah.
You know, you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the playlist.
Yeah.
We'll see how far we get. We might have to cut the next one a little short because we did a lot of talking here. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how far we get.
Yeah.
We'll get it all anyway. And then, so we'll be back after we take a listen to some words from our KXRW partners.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims in Washington State seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's BUCKLEYLAW.net. At Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in the Uptown Village neighborhood. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
Starting it off, Trevor Perverser, what are we going to hear at the top of the next set?
It's going to be Acid Rain's Freedom of Speech.
And this is off their release, Moschkenstein. Acid Rain has several bad album covers. But this one is... you could debate which one's worse.
Yeah.
But this one is a... I guess it's a guy hardcore dancing or it's mosh.
It looks like Super Mario.
He's wearing board shorts, so I guess it's like Anthrax influenced. He's wearing a hat, like a baseball cap. Anyway, it's very... it feels very interpretive. So
yeah.
Anyway, enjoy some Acid Rain.
We'll be right back. what will be, no such thing as destiny. So as the world as time takes by, many truths but you deny. You cannot change the way you feel, some emotions you can't conceal. No way to end your misery. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to KXRW 99.9. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with your host, Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
You have had the pleasure for the last 50 or so minutes of listening to great songs from albums that have the worst cover art you may have ever seen. And we're going to walk you through those last songs you heard and explain those album covers the best we can. So that last song was by Hyrax, and it was their song, Defeat of the Amalek. And this one, it is a bad album cover, but it is kind of like the Leeway album cover where people do, and Whiplash too, where people, you'll see people wear shirts of this. But famously, this album is referenced in the Spaz song with their song Egg on the Hyrax cover, because the cover is literally Humpty Dumpty or something like that, like it's exploding.
Like it's like Egghead from like Batman is kind of what it looks like the old Adam West Batman Egghead. But
yeah.
But then there's actual eggs like in the foreground.
And they don't have faces.
No. And I used to think that he was like grabbing an orb and the eggs were like his like knuckles grabbing an orb. But it's not. I think it's just eggs. And then he's like an egg man. He's like an egg face man exploding or like disintegrating. Iconically bad though, as you said, people will wear shirts of it, and it's iconically terrible album cover.
All right, before that was Zentrix with their song The Human Condition. The album cover is a businessman with his hands out, and there's two tall buildings behind him. They're not the Twin Towers, but I did think that it was when I first looked at it. It just looks like a budget version of like an Ed Repka album art.
Yeah, and also it's worth mentioning the hands that he's holding out, if you look closely, they are covered in what appear to be like henna tattoos. Maybe it's supposed to be some sort of secret, like ancient symbology. I don't know. It's a really oddball cover, but old UK thrash band Zentrix. Mm-hmm. So then before that, We had a band that was a Soviet band, though the Soviet Union had fallen by the time this album came out. It's the band Shaw off their album Escape from Mind, and the song is No Return. But this one is a theme that kind of was recurring where I guess amateur artists couldn't draw hair very well. There's a lot of like just kind of hairless naked people on these album covers. It's just an orange-looking guy, orange bald guy, screaming, holding up a hand, like it's like he's behind glass, but he's just very awkward-looking. That's about it.
I just realized something looking at it. You said it's a Soviet, like a post-Soviet band.
Yeah, Russian band. Yeah.
I wonder if it's based off like the serial killer, the Red Ripper, because that honestly, like that's I can't remember the guy's name, but that's what he looked like. I wonder, because famous, like, that era of Russia, that's literally that's what the guy looks like. So that's just a guess.
Yeah, the hard times.
Hard times. And then before that was the song that kicked off the playlist, this second half, rather, Acid Rain's Freedom of Speech. As in, you have the freedom of speech to voice that you want a terrible artwork done for your album. And it is an album cover that, if you looked at it from a distance, it looks like a Super Mario. But if he was like really buff and had a clean shave and he was in his underwear.
So that was our bad album cover, good album playlist, folks. Hopefully you enjoy. I will add a caveat now here at the end. Not all of these albums are necessarily great albums, but they're passable.
They're better sounding than the artwork would. Would not go and buy that album from the store based on the artwork, but the music's better than you would have expected it to be.
Right. So to play us out tonight, and we'll see if we have enough time. I hope we do. But mm-hmm. We're going to be checking out a song that is an iconic bad album cover. It's the album Extreme Cold Weather by Messiah from Switzerland. This one is just a National Geographic photo of a polar bear on an icy tundra in what I assume is Antarctica. But it's just a Nat Geo photo for like their album cover. I was talking to a friend about this album, and he said, you know, I really liked the band's first album cover, which is Hymns to a Bromelain. But Hymns to a Bromelain is literally just, it's just a black album cover with the band logo. And I was like, "That's," and he's like, "Yeah, it's a better, it's a better album cover."
Technically, he's right. I mean, it looks cool, I guess, but I mean, this one, you give it some credit because I mean, polar bears are scary, and I don't know. I guess it looks cool, but it's just kind of dumb.
It's It's not intimidating for like, I mean, like compared to like Rotten Parish, where it's like angels flying to heaven. Like it's like, you know, there's a lot more, and I don't know. It betrays the more satanic imagery and death thrash influences of the band. But anyway, we'll take a listen here to Extreme Cold Weather by Messiah.
KXRW is supported by founding partners Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing. Since 1993, Morrell Inc. has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative solutions from their women-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff uses the latest technology to solve clients' marketing needs and within their budget. Find Morrell Inc. at morrellinc.com. That's MORELINK.com.
On Point Removal Services offers residential, office, and construction junk removal throughout Clark County and beyond. For more info, please call 360-728-0093 or go online to onpoint-removal.com.